from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here is the media lying to you about Trump-Russia influence. All this would later be debunked, but it was a good lie at the time.
This cloud about collusion with Russia will hang over him no matter where he stands.
It does look like he's listening to Putin more than he is American intelligence.
We're about to find out if the new president of our country is going to do what Russia wants. The presidency is effectively a Russian op.
The president is a Russian operative.
The U.S. authorities are seeing if those emails we just talked about are connected to an ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
It is so obviously a Russian operation.
Hunter Biden, this laptop that intelligence officials have warned is likely Russian disinformation.
Ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
Ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
Now, that'd be the same crew that lied to you about the laptop, said it was Russian disinformation. They had to, because on the laptop, there was the evidence of the money transfer. The $3.5 million from Russia to Hunter. For doing what? Nothing. Real estate consulting. Cool. Did he have any real estate consulting experience? No, he had no experience. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. What is this about? Okay, they're going to use this in a lot of different ways. They're bringing this back. But the way they're, that one of the ways they're going to use this, I predicted this and now it is beginning. They're going to do this because of the TikTok bill. Okay. What is the I've told you this. The TikTok bill is not about getting rid of TikTok. They will not get rid of TikTok. Why? The Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm, the one that produces the propaganda that the poor Chinese citizens are forced to consume. Yeah, it has a string of hundreds of TikTok news accounts that are the main source of news for Americans from the age of 18 to about 45. They pump out pro-Democrat talking points constantly, never ends. It is literally straight from the Chinese Communist Party. Together in 2020, according to Forbes, an investigative piece, remember this? They produced millions of views of pro-Democrat, anti-Republican propaganda that came direct from China. Does the FBI care about that? Oh, no, they don't. Which is why TikTok ain't going anywhere, trust me. TikTok's still going to be there. It's going to be in Chinese hands where they can help the Democrats. No, the TikTok bill was to get rid of X. There's a provision inside the TikTok bill, and once you understand this, you'll understand what you're watching, okay? There's something called technical assistance. What does the TikTok bill allow? Any website, desktop application, mobile application, social media application, augmented or immersive technology application that is, listen to this, determined by the president to present a significant threat to the national security of the United States is covered. And what can the president do? Force its sale. Force its sale. So it could be anything where a foreign person owns at least a 20% stake. Elon Musk, yes, is an American citizen, but he's also a citizen of South Africa. See how this works? A person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A or B. Okay, watch what happened this weekend. It's all connected. This is another big hoax, okay? They sent out Robert Reich, as in third, Robert Reich, with, of course, he had Obama's permission. He's an Obama advisor, to write the piece in the UK Guardian begging Europe to arrest Elon Musk. What was in the piece? He's allowing Russian influence on X. Oh, there it is. So what happens next? They'll say that these messages are Russian influence. Tim Pool is Russian influence. So all of these people have to be stripped from X, conservative pundits, right? This is the beginning of it. Conservative pundits, they got to go, got to strip them. Or what? We take X. We force it sale to a Democrat who understands that you need to let the FBI in to censor people saying true things. Like, hey, that really is Hunter Biden's laptop. That's not Russian stuff. Shut up. They took the New York Post Twitter account for that. New York Post should have won a Pulitzer for that. So this is the beginning. This is laying the foundation for Elon Musk's eventual arrest in Europe. Because remember, the audience is international. The argument was already made this weekend by Robert Reich III, who is a former labor secretary and advisor to Barack Obama. Barack Obama said, Barack Obama will eventually make this argument himself that Elon Musk needs to be extradited for trial and put in prison for the rest of his life. And X needs to be taken from him, but he just can't because it would scare people right now. We're heading into an election. So he sent Robert Reich to do it. This is the same argument, okay? So this is the second part of the theatrical production by the FBI and the Department of Injustice yesterday. The same people who ignored the only Russian money there is, the $3.5 million that went to Hunter Biden, plus the $40 million that went to Rosemont Seneca for real estate consulting. Har har. What, did Hunter paint him a picture or something for that money? Is that what happened? No, we know what happened. We know what they got for it. Joe Biden only lobbied Congress two times. And the second time, he lobbied against sanctions on the Nord pipeline. Look it up. That's what Russia got. I mean, honestly, for $43 million, it's not a bad deal, really.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.